Much grain now is falling ungathered, while many stand idle and wait. The harvest time soon will be ended, for garnering then 'tis too late. O soul, prove thy love to the Savior, for what he has done unto thee, by sending the tidings of mercy to lost ones o'er land and o'er sea. They perish, they perish, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
Good morning, friends. It is surely a pleasure to be bringing you a message of encouragement and warning from the Word of the Lord. From the shortest book in the Bible, we find some of the most needed instruction. Listen, beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Jude verse 3. I would like for us to consider this for a few moments, but first this song. Yes, I know.
Hear the pain he giveth power, rid and rule, things make the way.
Thank you, brother and sister Stover, Kenneth and Lois Abbott, John and Della Gutwain, for that good song. Now, concerning this scripture, notice a few of the outstanding things. First, Jude was using great caution to warn the church of the impending dangers from false prophets and false doctrines. We should likewise use diligence to receive and practice the truth. It seems that wherever the truth goes, Satan likewise opposes it. Second, common salvation means that it is to be had by all, both Jews and Gentiles. There is no restrictions except the willingness to walk in the light. Christ died for all. It doesn't mean salvation is cheap or worth only a little. Our redemption cost the great sacrifice of the Son of God. It should be held in great esteem. It is not cheap. Third, the faith indicates to me there is but one faith. One true faith is all that God acknowledges. Paul, in writing of these things, put it this way, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith." 2 Timothy 4, 6, 7. He said he had kept the faith. Again, in Ephesians 4, 4, 5, and 6, he says, "There is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all." Aren't you glad to be in this great family of the redeemed? I am. Fourth, this faith was delivered unto the saints. This idea of a delivered faith may not be altogether pleasing to some, but that is the way it is anyway. Faith is a gift of God. Christ purchased us by his shed blood, and others have brought us this faith and teaching of the truth. Of course, the Lord reveals more light to all of us as we walk in the light. But many have suffered in order that this faith be delivered to us in a pure condition. It is our solemn obligation to grasp the truth and deliver this faith to the yet unborn generations which shall follow if God permits the world to stand. This faith is worth standing for. It gives the foundation for all right relationships of the people of the earth. It is what everyone needs. Sometimes they don't realize it. But it is the one thing necessary to please God. By faith we understand the worlds were framed. Through faith we understand the nature of the Creator of the universe. The attacks on this faith, which was once delivered to the saints, have been many and persistent. But through it all, God has caused His church and people to stand as a light in the world. The gates of hell shall not prevail against His church. Who is on the Lord's side? Who will serve the King? Who will be His helpers, other lives to bring? Who will leave the world's side? Who will face the foe? Who is on the Lord's side? Who for Him will go? By Thy call of mercy, by Thy grace divine, we are on the Lord's side. Savior, we are Thine. Let us pray. Our Father, bless the word to the good of every listener. No doubt some are carrying heavy loads of which we know little or nothing, but Thou art acquainted with all their ways. Help us to stand as one united people of God, contending for the faith which was once delivered to the saints. Give grace and victory for every trial. Thine shall be the praise through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We are including some more of that special diary report of Brother Gene Beasley, which he made while on the recent missionary trip to Mexico along with 22 others. Be sure to get your copy. That is in the printed copies of the Mission Trail for this week. If you are not on our mailing list, do send us your name and address. There's no charge for this service. We love to send out the gospel message without cost as the Lord provides the means. Many thanks to everyone who has helped us to make this possible. May God richly reward you in His own way. If you'd like to write us, address your letter to the Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Surely God has blessed us in many, many ways over the past 7 years. In fact, it is now 8 years that we are going on gospel broadcasting. These have been wonderful years for us. Of course, had it not been for the mercy of God and the love of the saints and those who have a love for the truth, it would have been hard for us to have maintained this schedule from week to week as the gospel is on different stations. Many, many thanks to every one of you who has had a part in this work of God. May the Lord, in His own special way, reward and keep you. Do let us hear from you if we may be of service to you in some special way. If you are in need of God or in need of salvation or healing, we believe that God heals people too. Miracles are not past in these modern days. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The scriptures tell us this. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Here is a question up to all on the earth. Time will unfold to young and old. What will your profit or your fortune be worth to gain all this world and lose your soul, is your soul? What will be your profit? What will be your profit to gain all this world?
Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and a very cheerful goodbye.